Hey, what is going on, guys? It's your boy, James Peralia, and I am making a podcast. It's about how to pass math in all grades. But I need to tell you something. I'm only in sixth grade. Yeah, it's the title is literally just how to pass math in all grades. Well, the main points is like first, second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth. I'm almost done with sixth grade, so you know I can teach you sixth grade too. But I'll need my siblings' help for 7th, 8th, 9th, 10th, and 11th and 12th grades, because I have 4 siblings in high school. So, yo, the first big tip is if you're in, like, 3rd, 4th, or 5th grade, if you divide with long division with, like, really big numbers, it becomes extremely difficult, especially if they're decimals. Because, I'll be answering, like, how to multiply, how to do algebra, add, subtract, divide, and many other things. I can't list them all. I'm still thinking of them. You know, I'm only in sixth grade, so you can't really expect much from me. Algebra doesn't do anything in life for you. Okay, so the biggest thing you're always gonna need it is, like, how to add and subtract. So it's like, if you're adding with tens of numbers, it's like 7 plus 3 equals 10, 70 plus 30 equals 100. It's basically the same thing. If you're doing it with, like, hundreds, and it's like 764... plus 293, you know, you would just have to add them together, and since you already know that most of the things add up to 10, like 1 plus 9, 2 plus 8, 7 plus 3, 6 plus 4, 5 plus 5, you know that if it adds up to more than 10, then you carry the 1, too. It's not that complicated. Here's Niall to teach you all about adding and subtracting. Or not. Okay, he just ran away. It's pretty easy. With subtracting, it's basically the same thing as adding. Except when you're doing, like, hundreds, it's like you... Since if it's, like, a 0, you have to subtract, like, a 1. Yeah, guys, that's all for adding and subtracting, at least. It's pretty hard to explain, but, you know, that's it. Bye. Hey again, guys, it's your boy, James Peralia, and today I'm here to teach you about multiplication. You know, everyone loves it. Everyone doesn't want to learn it, but when you learn it, it's so easy. All right, let's get back to the basics. If you ever multiply by 0, the product is always going to be 0. It's just simple. 1, it's going to be the same exact number. Multiplication is basically just repeated addition. So, you can just add the number however many times you're multiplying it by. It's really easy, actually. All you have to do is I'll go over it anyway. Okay, so if it's times 2, you just add it twice. If it's times 3, just add it 3 times. And, you know, you got this. I believe in you.